con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hi everybody, welcome to the press for today, November the 2nd, 2022. I am Ryan Ballinger. Good to have you here with us. Today's Wednesday show, we're going to go over first round leader bets and the overall card for the Worldwide Technology Championship at Mayakoba. This will be a shorter show than usual. Unfortunately, kind of a squeeze on the schedule today, and just want to make sure I get everything in. So want to get you a short podcast with at least my picks for the week. So the mood has not changed much on the outright board, truly. We haven't seen much change other than Morikawa get a little shorter. He was 18 earlier in the week. He's now 16, so some people have moved in on him. Some people have moved in on Billy Horschel, maybe a little shorter than where he was to start the week. That's not where I'm going. Where I'm going this week is Tom Hoagie at 30-1, Tom Dietrich at 40-1. Those guys make a whole lot of sense. I may do an each-way play. I'm not committed to that yet, but probably an each-way play on Brendan Todd. Definitely going in on Alex Noren at 55-1. Makes all the sense in the world. Get behind him. And then the deeper shots for the week, smaller bet sizes, Patrick Rogers at 80-1 makes a whole lot of sense to me. And then getting into kind of the deeper ranges, Austin Smotherman and Will Gordon at 130 and 140-1 respectively. Those guys I just find really interesting this week. And then Austin Eckrode at 180-1 interests me. I'm going to put a little bit of coin on him for the week. Everything else we'll probably just kind of leave alone. And then I wanted to get into some matchup bets that I thought might be kind of interesting for the tournament. I don't like doing one-round matchups. That's not my thing. But if you look at some of the matchups, and there are some pretty good ones out there, I think I like Nick Hardy plus 100 even money against Hayden Buckley, who is minus 120. I still like Nick Hardy better. Makes more sense to me. KH Lee minus 130 against JT Poston. I like that one. I think he's playing well. Brendan Todd minus 120 against Matt Kuchar. I can get behind that. And then kind of have a couple of other interesting numbers out there. I like Patrick Rogers a lot, so I like him minus 120 against Davis Riley. And then that's probably it on that front. I think Aaron Wise and Matt McNeely is an interesting matchup, but I also like both players this week. I'm not going to bet Aaron Wise at 16-1. I know if T is talking about it. I just feel like that's just too short of a number. I would like it in the 20s, and I would give it a chance, but otherwise I'm just going to kind of leave that alone. First round props, so round finishing position, first round leader bets, some interesting numbers I think that are worth looking at, trying to look for a deeper shot here. But I could be interested in Brendan Todd at 40-1. Certainly interested in Tom Dietrich at 40-1. Got off to a hot start last week. I don't know if I mentioned I'm taking Emiliano Grillo in the outrights. I am taking Grillo in the outrights. I will not take him in the pre-tournament or the round one market. I'm not going to do that. Jason Day also really interests me as first round leader at 50-1. He's been gaining strokes lately. It seems like things are starting to come back for him. I really like his chances this week and the first round leader market. And then I may be very interested in Chris Kirk at 70-1. He just seems to kind of like this venue. Seems to kind of fly under the radar. Also doesn't really tend to close well, but he tends to start well. So I like him at a 70-1 number. There are some make-miss cuts out there. Some of the most interesting missed cut guys. I could see a couple. I mean, Adam Hadwin can miss the cut of plus 190. Seamus Power absolutely could have plus 200 because he could be tired. If you wanted to hedge a Tom Dietrich win bet with a miss, like he could just as easily miss the cut because he's tired, plus 225 on that might be an interesting hedge for you if you wanted to look at that. And then that's probably where I would stay in that market. If you didn't feel very good about Colin Morikawa at all, plus 275 to miss the cut, I could be talked into that after a few beers. I mean, I'm not going to bet that personally, but I could be talked into that. And then looking at your nationality props, these are always worth looking at every week. You never know, there's a market if you can expose and just get a little bit of an edge, just a little bit. But there's not really much out there this week. Emiliano Grillo, who I like to bet in that South American market, is minus 145. I'd rather just bet him outright. And then if you look in the South Korean market, I actually love SH Kim at plus 175. I would consider betting him outright for the full tournament, maybe wait on that. just kind of like we talked about with Brendan Todd earlier in the week, you know, you could wait for him to maybe get to off to a slow start and get into it a little bit in the live markets. And then just wanted to touch briefly on the Japan tournament, the Toto Japan Classic on the LPGA. They have withdrawn the entire outright market because it's about to start. So they've withdrawn that. I didn't get any bets in there. There are some matchups I wouldn't even entertain looking at. And we don't have anything on the DP World Tour this week. We talked about arbitrage plays for the TimberTech Championship. Just to reiterate them, if you are interested in them, they have the kind of the top guys that you would look at. It would be Steve Flesch at 28, Brian Gay at 22, Jerry Kelly at 9, Harrington at 4.5-1, Alker at 4-1. That would be kind of my group. I'd put the same wager on everybody and hope that you get Kelly or better to come back and win at you, but at least you hedge with Alker and Harrington. So put like a $30 wager in six guys, and if it works out, you get Brian Gay or Steve Flesch, you get a really good payday, and you know, 20-30-1, somewhere in that range for your money, and you lose a little bit on the other bets, obviously, but you're going to make it back otherwise on those units. I think that's worth looking at. I think that's the only way to play the Champions Tour. So if you're interested in that, give it a try. I'd be interested to see if you hit it, and let me know if you do. All right, that's going to do us for a very quick edition of the press. Like I said, kind of squeezed today by the schedule, but wanted to get something out there with the official card, official lineup for the week, and give you all my bets. So thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you next time on the press.